This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Guillermo Gonzalez. Date of birth, August 18, 1965. Case ID number 6448312. Date of exam, January 30, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes. A functional report dated 10/10/23 and a medical report from Krista Spawn Family Clinic dated 11/28/22 and 10/5/2022. Identifying information, this is a 58-year-old married male. With children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of osteoarthritis of the knee slash hip pain slash osteoporosis slash gout and number two, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was on December the 8th, 2021, where he was a plumber for 6 years. Before that time, he worked as a cook for 15 years and a maintenance man for 4 years. The claimant states that when he did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house and his wife is working. He is not on disability at this time. Allegation number one, osteoarthritis of the knees slash hip pain slash osteoporosis slash gout. The claimant states that in 2009, he started to develop gout and osteoarthritis of his knees. X-rays were performed and blood tests were taken, which confirmed that he had the diagnosis. He was also told that he had osteoporosis. The claimant states that he suffers from hip pain and bilateral knee pain. He does have a history of severe scoliosis when he was a child that required an open posterior T12 to S1 laminectomy slash fusion with a transforminimal lumbar interbody fusion secondary to scoliosis. The claimant states as the time went by, his pain got worse, and he now also has a right-sided radiculopathy of his right lower leg. The claimant also has had bilateral knee replacements secondary to degenerative joint disease. The first surgery was on the left knee, which was performed in February of 2022. And then soon after, another total knee replacement was performed on the right knee in March of 2022. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, stand for 2 minutes, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, and lift approximately 8 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a skillet, sweep a room, or button his clothes at this time. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses all the time. His physician is Dr. Dina Trombley, T-R-O-M-B-L-E-Y. He is presently on Tylenol 650 milligrams, 3 tablets, Q4 hours, PRN for pain. His condition appears to be stable at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, sometimes going to the grocery store, cooking, and walking outside. He was diagnosed with bilateral degenerative joint disease of both knees, secondary to gout and osteoarthritis, and right lower leg radiculopathy, secondary to severe congenital scoliosis, which was repaired in when he was a child. Allegations number two, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2010 he was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or peripheral vascular disease. His last cholesterol level was 166 and his triglyceride level was 272. His HDL, however, was 27. These are readings from October the 5th, 2022. He is presently on simvastatin 40 milligrams QD. It appears to be fairly stable. Family history. His father died when he was 70. He fell and had a head contusion. The mother died at the age of 82 from diabetes mellitus, disseminated intravascular coagulation, and sepsis. Medications, omeprazole, 20 milligrams, POQD, allopurinol, xyloprim, 100 milligrams, 2 tablets, QD, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, TID, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 1 tablet, QD, methylcarbinol, 750 milligrams, TID, simvastatin, 40 milligrams, QD, hydrocodone/acetaminophen, 10 milligrams/325 milligrams, QID. Medical problems. History of congenital scoliosis with neurogenic claudication, osteoarthritis, gout, bilateral arthroplasty of both knees, hip pain, hypercholesterolemia/lipidemia, obesity, lumbar sacral back pain secondary to right sided herniated disc of the L2-L3, which was diagnosed on September 1st, 2022, with severe right neural foraminal stenosis at the L5-S1 and L4-L5 area. The claimant also has a history of open posterior T12 to S1 laminectomy fusion with transforaminal lumbar interbody fusion secondary to scoliosis. The claimant has also had two total bilateral knee arthroplasties. The left performed in February 2022 and the right in March of 2022. Social history. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 45 years. Alcohol. The claimant drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit. Weight, 215 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 6 and a fourth inches tall. BP, 150 over 87 mmHg. Heart rate, 76 beats per minute. Respirations, 17 respirations per minute. oxygen saturation 95%, BMI 34. General. This is a 58-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in acute distress secondary to lumbar sacral back pain with right-sided radiculopathy. He also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his daughter. Can you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head, no scleroderis with no or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undiplegia appears to be grossly normal, except for the right eye where there is blurriness noted on the lens. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does not have any teeth. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal for the right eye, and confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal for the right side. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20 slash being able to count fingers at 7 feet. Pinhole, the claimant is able to count fingers at 7 feet. OS, uncorrected, is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. The claimant does use glasses for reading. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft but tender on the right side and mildly distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. The claimant does have a 23-centimeter vertical back scar where a posterior T12 to S1 laminectomy fusion of the transfemoral lumbar correction was performed, and an interbody fusion secondary to severe scoliosis, which was congenital. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? There are two vertical scars of the knees. Bilaterally, where total knee arthroplasty was performed. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were zero on the right side and 2+ on the left. Reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally was +2 bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which is a cane that he uses at all times. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, but the rhombus sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had multiple muscle spasms and tenderness of the right side of his body, especially of his right lower leg. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. but normal range of motion of the cervical spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and left lower extremities. However, the claimant had abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the right lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 60 degrees on the right side and 90 degrees on the left. And in the supine position, it was 10 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left, with multiple spasms noted, as well as pain, especially for the right side. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right lower extremity. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of the right knee, but normal range of motion and strength of the left. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate, which he could not do without a cane. He could stand on his left foot, but was unable to stand on his right, and was unable to hop on each foot. Assistive devices, he requires a cane at all time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical for the biceps and brachialis reflexes. However, the reflex for the patellar and Achilles reflex on the right was 0, and on the left was plus 2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal for the right side of the lower extremity. There's no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas except for the right lower extremity, which was plus 3 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the lumbar sacral back area and bilateral knee from degenerative joint disease. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has some limitations in his visual fields and his vision, especially for the right eye. He is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to a herniated disc with poor results from surgery, resulting in right-legged radiculopathy. Probable diagnoses. Number one, osteoarthritis of the knee / hip pain / osteoporosis / gout. Confirm with physical examination and medical records. Osteoporosis was not confirmed. The claimant appears to be having mostly pain from the lumbar sacral back area with right-sided radiculopathy. Number two, hypercholesterolemia - being treated at this time appears to be fairly stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Guillermo Gonzalez.